There are 2.7 million acres of public land in the Adirondacks, but the park and its small towns don't always feel open and welcoming to everyone. The Adirondack Diversity Initiative was created a few years ago to try to change that. A conversation with the ADI's new director on building a climate where people of color feel more comfortable inside the Blue Line. That's today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, March 10th. First up, the city of Plattsburgh is looking into allegations of misconduct by leaders in its police department. Kara Chapman reports.
Plattsburgh Mayor Chris Rosenquist and the city council on Wednesday received an anonymous letter from someone who called themselves a, quote, concerned member of the police department. A copy of the letter was sent to multiple media outlets and shared with NCPR. The writer said they wanted to report concern regarding, quote, unethical behavior and racially discriminatory statements made by leadership of the Plattsburgh Police Department. They specifically pointed to recent comments Interim Police Chief Nathan Bud York allegedly made to an African-American officer. They did not explicitly name other higher-ups in the department. York deferred comment on the accusations to Rosenquist, who spoke to reporters Thursday after an emergency meeting of the City Council's Public Safety Committee. He said the city takes the allegations seriously and will look to investigate.
And we have a very strong whistleblower policy in the city of Plattsburgh. We want to ensure that whoever made these allegations can come forward safely without fear of retribution.
Rosenquist said the city's third-party labor council will conduct initial interviews. Then they'll determine if the investigation needs to go further and whether York should be placed on leave. York is provisionally appointed while the city undergoes another round of civil service to find its next permanent police chief. Rosenquist said he was a little shocked when he first read the letter. He's black and said he's never experienced racism from anyone who works for the city. The mayor also pointed to work the police department has done on bias, equity, race, and use of force training.
Again, when you talk about how much progress the department has made, and then having an allegation like this set them back a little bit, it's a little frustrating and disappointing.
The person who sent the letter said they and others in the department would be willing to testify if the mayor and council authorize an independent investigative body. If that doesn't happen, they plan to refer the matter to multiple agencies, including the State Attorney General's Office and State Division of Human Rights. Kara Chapman, North Country Public Radio, Plattsburgh.
The Adirondack Diversity Initiative's new director, Tiffany Ray Fisher, is part of a panel tonight in Lake George about equity in the Adirondacks. Ray Fisher has been visiting the park for decades and has led the Lake Placid School of Dance since 2018. She and her family split time between their homes in Saranac Lake and Harlem. Emily Russell sat down with Ray Fisher to talk about the challenges ahead and what drew her to the Adirondack Diversity Initiative.
The Adirondacks are very white, pretty conservative. Mm-hmm. The Adirondacks is just a very big place, mm-hmm. which I imagine makes this position a really difficult one. Why were you drawn to this job, and why do you think you're the person to do it?
There's lots of reasons why I was drawn to the job. First and foremost is that I have a daughter who I really want to feel a sense of belonging. I think lots of times people of color don't feel like they can be in nature, and that's such a primal need and want. So the fact that that can sometimes get separated away from us is an issue. And part of me coming up early on is that I wanted to see more people like me. So all of my friends from Harlem, they've been here numerous times. I bring everybody up, and I do like a tour around and introduce them to as many people as possible to, one, make things a little less scary, but two, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And I think if you're looking at it from just the point of New Yorkers, like all New Yorkers should be able to experience what their taxes pay for. Whether I'm the right person or not, I'm willing to do the work. So I am the person in this current moment that is dedicated and passionate. So we'll see. I'm going to throw everything I have at it, and I have a lot that I can throw at it.
As a black woman who's been coming up to the Adirondacks for two decades, what's been your experience here in the park?
I've had a great experience in the park, so I'm here. But I also know that there have not been great experiences. And the thing that I do want to be clear is that we're talking about the Adirondacks, but all the isms are not an Adirondack issue. they are a human issue. We happen to be dealing with it in the park. So I've had less issues here than I have other places, but that experience and that embodied experience allows me to come here with an extreme amount of empathy. But it is a communal effort. There's nothing that I can do or ADI can do individually. People as a whole have to say that this matters, and I'm going to do something about that. It has to move past theory into practice and action.
Are there certain programs or areas that you are going to focus on in this position? There was a lot of focus in the last few years on policing. What kinds of things are you planning on focusing your work on?
You know, one of the things that I have that I feel like the former director wasn't able to do is that I have the opportunity to be more strategic because of just when I'm coming in. I feel like before, ADI had to be extremely reactive. Like, we're a local organization, but we were having to react to national crises, right? And so right now that the world is a little less on fire, I have the opportunity to be more strategic and actually go out and listen to people to say, where have we been successful? Where have we not been successful? What do you want to see from ADI? So that's the first couple of months I really have been trying to meet with as many people as possible, just to hear what our outside perception is, because it's not helpful to work in a silo. It's not helpful to be in an echo chamber being like, oh, we're doing this amazing work. Are we? Don't know. Have to get out into the field, right? And like figure that out. But for me, what I do want to focus on are like, what are first points of contact for people coming into the Adirondacks? So let's say that your first point of contact is a cup of coffee. So let's use that example. Has the business been trained in cultural sensitivity? Is there a diverse workforce? I want to find out what those first points of contact are and make sure that they're a welcoming place, that you see people that look like you. And if you don't see people that look like you, that your experience there is a positive one. Because at the end of the day, if you're coming into this work from a hearts and minds campaign kind of way, or if you're coming at it from a, I need to diversify my business or else my doors will close, cash money perspective, it's the same thing. The Adirondacks, like any other ecosystem, and humanity, like any other ecosystem, needs diversity to flourish and to continue to survive.
What, you've been coming up here for so long, what do you like to do for fun? What brings you joy in the Adirondacks?
Oh, I love just sitting in the woods and like going on the path and just like sitting down and doing just nothing. I couldn't have two more different experiences week to week of being in Harlem, like on 145th, like right there, just every city noise that you can possibly think about, I'm getting inundated by. So just being able to sit down and listen, because it's not silent at all. There's so many sounds, but it just grounding myself in a naturalistic setting, reminding myself that I'm part of this, I think is very helpful and it's very calming and it brings me a lot of peace.
What would success look like for you in this position a couple years from now, or where would you like to see the park 10 years from now?
When I think about success, I think of like how many people that maybe were afraid to come here that maybe aren't fear-based anymore. I think that that's a big part of it. I think success looks like kids being able to go to school without feeling afraid or having being called slurs or anything. Just I think that idea of people being able to be people, and how can we look back and say that this feels like a place of welcome? This feels like a place that I'm excited to go and that I feel understood or heard or seen. I think that is it, that if we see that the people that are here that currently feel othered are feeling less of that, and that the visitors that are coming to us feel more welcomed, I think that that is a good start.
That was Tiffany Ray Fisher talking with Emily Russell. Ray Fisher is the new director of the Adirondack Diversity Initiative. She's speaking on a panel tonight on equity in the Adirondacks. It starts at 5:30 at Camp Gingacook in Bolton Landing and is free and open to the public. We have more news all the time and through the weekend on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Lost in Beijing of Keen and Ramon Vasquez and Michael Hart of Malone. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.